This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So today I am truly in celebration mode. And when I feel this way, I'm in the mood to get out and about, to visit family and friends. And of course, the weather is great, so that's an added plus. But with that, there will be a lot of backyard grilling going on. And when that happens, I can become a little fixated on the great food that I'm about to partake in. Great burgers and scrumptious desserts and even a great glass of wine or two. But then as soon as these thoughts and images enter my mind, I also think about overdoing it, defiling my body in a way by eating unhealthy things. And then I recall what Jesus taught the Pharisees in Mark 7. And so one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to dinner, and they noticed that he did not partake in the hand-washing ceremony that was customary at the time. And the Pharisees who were in attendance at the dinner were just appalled. But Jesus had to explain to them, "You are not defiled by what you eat, but by rather what you say and do." After reading this, it did feel liberating to some extent because it created such clarity around what really matters to God. So the next time we become confused about what really defiles us, let us cling to these words. It's not what goes into your body that defiles you. You are defiled by what comes from your heart. Mark 7:15. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, I will keep a clean heart and put away my calorie counter.